This morning on WCHL, the first stage of the controversial Ephesus Fordham plan has been approved.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals.
Chapel Hill's town manager gave the town its first look at next year's budget. Early budget talks in Chapel Hill point to no tax increases.
The budget as it's recommended tonight has no tax increase in it.
And the town of Carver will have its first look at budget 2014-15 tonight. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver traffic and weather together, and WCHL Championship Sports will bring you up to date on Carolina baseball. And
the ACC voted for only 8 conference football games per season. So what?
That's this morning at Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 68 degrees this morning in Chapel Hill, and mostly sunshine today and very warm. Our high today in the low 90s, so get ready for the heat. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to approve the first steps of the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan, paving the way for a new kind of zoning and approval process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council took a series of votes last night to adopt a new type of zoning known as form-based code and apply it to a large swath of land surrounding the Ephesus Church Road Fordham Boulevard intersection. Councilmember George Cianciolo sided with the majority in supporting the plan.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill. And that's what I was elected to do, use my best judgment.
The council voted 8-1 to adopt the new form-based code into the town land use plan and 6-9 to apply it to the majority of the Ephesus Fordham focus area. Ed Harrison, Matt Jakowski, and Jim Ward voted against the rezonings. The plan calls for the town to reconfigure the intersections of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. Supporters say it will encourage new business growth in the area while also addressing long-standing flooding problems and traffic jams. However, opponents have raised doubts about the efficacy of the stormwater management plan and questioned the timing and cost of the redevelopment proposal. Councilmember Tchaikovsky sided with the critics of the plan.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals, including stormwater, including traffic mitigation, including increasing commercial tax revenue to the town.
Councilmember Ward opposed the plan because he said switching to form-based code means the council will lose the chance to negotiate with developers for affordable housing and energy-efficient design.
It sounds like the rest of the council is ready to give away the store in terms of the one thing that we have, and that's the ability to grant greater density as an incentive. It baffles me.
Using form-based code, the council sets parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Instead, projects will be reviewed by the town manager and the Community Design Commission. Council members expressed interest in reviewing the first projects that come forward under the new guidelines, but they will not be able to ask developers for concessions. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green proposed holding off on rezoning 4 parcels of land along Elliott Road from Franklin Street to Fordham Boulevard, while staffers investigate the possibility of offering density bonuses for developers who build affordable housing.
What I'm talking about is a proposal that would change properties 1, 2, 3, and 4 from WX5 to WX2, as in 2 stories permitted by right, with a density bonus of 5 stories in exchange for 10% affordable housing.
The council backed a proposal, leaving the land as is for now. In addition, the council voted unanimously to rezone 8.5 acres on Legion Road so that nonprofit developer DHIC can apply for low-income tax credits to subsidize a proposed affordable housing rental project on the site. The town is partnering with DHIC on the project, but some backers worried the rezoning might not happen before Friday's deadline to apply for tax credits. While the zoning for the Ephesus Fordham plan is now in place, the town is still in the process of figuring out how to pay for the $10 million worth of infrastructure improvements. To that end, the town is asking Orange County to help pay down the town's debt by contributing a portion of the increased tax revenues the redevelopment is expected to generate. County commissioners will consider that plan on Thursday night. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Also last night, Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel presented a recommended budget to the council with no tax increases. Earlier in the afternoon, he and Finance Officer Ken Penoyer met with a group of reporters to break it all down, and WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
The budget as it's recommended tonight has no tax increase in it.
That's Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel speaking to a small group of reporters at Chapel Hill Public Library on Monday afternoon. The recommended budget he was set to present to the town council that evening comes to a near total of $96 million, an increase of 3.5% from the last budget. As Stansel said, the budget is balanced without a tax increase. About $2.7 million of fund balance would be used to help balance the budget. The recommended budget assumes a 1% growth in the property tax base and a 6% growth in sales taxes. Stansel said the recommended budget for fiscal year 15 begins to address what he called some of the unsustainable strategies that Chapel Hill had to use during the recession. For example, one-time bond funds for resurfacing roads have dried up, so the town staff is recommending restoring $578,000 to the operating budget. Addressing a recent focus on affordable housing, the town will dedicate a quarter penny on the current tax rate to fund new initiatives. The stormwater budget is down 5.9%. Stansel said that's due to some large expenditures in the previous budget. The stormwater fee is recommended to be increased by 75 cents per equivalent rate unit. Here's Stansel.
That was discussed last year when the basis upon which the stormwater fee is charged was changed, and there was an increase in the fee and a realization and acknowledgement that we need to have steady increases to that rate in order to meet the stormwater requirements of the towns.
He compared that to the Orange Water and Sewer Authority's policy of increasing fees steadily rather than waiting until a large fee increase is deemed necessary. Transit takes up the biggest slice of proposed total budget expenditures at 21%. The recommended amount of transit funds for fiscal year 15 is $20.5 million. The sustainability of the transit system is a major concern for Chapel Hill. According to the summary presented to the council, the delay in replacing old buses has created, quote, a huge unfunded liability.
We have something like 42 buses that should be replaced today. So we've got a critical need in terms of how we continue to replace buses with a diminishing potential for federal subsidy of buses.
The recommended budget includes $400,000 to begin the financing process to buy buses. It's projected that $42 million will be needed by 2023 for that purpose. The next step in the budget process will be a work session on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The transit budget and resurfacing funding will be discussed at that meeting. That will be followed by a public hearing about the recommended budget on May 19th. Two more work sessions are tentatively scheduled in early June, and a target date for adoption of the budget is June 9th. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carborough Town Manager David Andrews will present the recommended budget for fiscal year 2014-15 at tonight's meeting at the Board of Aldermen. The board will then set the time for a public hearing on the proposed budget as well as budget work sessions. Also on tonight's agenda, the Aldermen will get an overview on the North Carolina Next Generation Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T for the installation of ultra-high-speed broadband network and internet access. Is an effort to promote more economic opportunities and to address the digital divide. Carborough has joined other municipalities, including Chapel Hill and Durham, as well as four major universities, including UNC, to evaluate proposals from network providers. That resulted in the development agreement that will be talked about tonight. On a similar note, there will also be an update on Google Fiber, an initiative to build high-speed networks in 34 municipalities. Carborough is part of a designated region for the project. The meeting begins at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. County commissioners will discuss the future of solid waste and recycling when the board meets tonight. Commissioners will get their first look at a draft interlocal agreement with the towns to partner on solid waste disposal services. The board hopes to have a new agreement in place by July 1st, but questions remain regarding who decides future fee increases and how facilities might be shared. The board will also review funding options for the rural curbside recycling program after backing off a plan to create a new solid disposal tax district to fund the existing service. In addition, commissioners will hear an update on the process of siting a Southern Branch library in downtown Carborough. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. WCHL News Time, 7:16. It is time now for traffic on WCHL, and it's brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in Carborough.
Thank you very much, Ron. I-40 moving smoothly now, as is NC-54. We saw a couple slowdowns earlier, but things really are moving quite smoothly right now. Be on the lookout for traffic to slow down a little bit, and watch out for the buses on the roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that very safely.
Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro has everything you need to grow, brew, and make your own, including a new nursery stocked with fruit trees, cold hardy tropicals, and many other unique plants you're not going to find elsewhere in the area. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Now, your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented by Glass Half Full. Mostly sunny today, hot today in the low 90s, already 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm, outside chance, overnight low in the middle 60s. And then on Thursday, could be a rainy day, 60% chance of showers even in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms as well in the afternoon. A high only about 80, though, so we'll have an increasing chance of rain as the week wears on, but the temperatures will definitely go down. Today should be our warmest day of the week, with the highs in the low 90s.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 7:17. Chapel Hill and Orange County are teaming up to present the first annual Roots of the Piedmont Preservation Conference at the end of May, which is both National Preservation Month and National Tourism Month. The two-day symposium will be held at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill on Friday, May 30th, and at the historic Orange County Courthouse in Hillsboro the following day, Saturday, May 31st. The symposium is a joint project of Preservation Chapel Hill, the Orange County Historic Preservation Commission, and the Alliance for Historic Hillsboro. A leading group of preservationists and historians will speak at the conference. Topics will include modernism, public archaeology, and 18th century native communities. The event begins May 30th at 8:45 in the morning at the Carolina Inn. Opening reception takes place that night from 8 until 9:30 at the Horace Williams House. The cost of admission is $20 per day or $30 for both days. Online registration will close this Friday. To register online before then, you can find the link in the story on our website, chapelboro.com. A three-judge federal appeals court panel hears arguments today in a Virginia same-sex marriage case that could also affect similar laws in neighboring states, including North Carolina. Gay rights activists say a federal appeals court decision invalidating Virginia's same-sex marriage ban could either strike down other bans or virtually ensure the success of similar lawsuits in North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia. All those states are part of the jurisdiction of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The appellate court in Richmond will hear arguments on a judge's ruling striking down Virginia's same-sex marriage case. Judge Arena Wright Allen ruled in February that the prohibition violates the United States Constitution's equal protection and due process guarantees. The former mayor of Charlotte says he supports same-sex marriage. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox said in an interview yesterday that North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage was wrong and that he hopes the state gets it right. While he was Charlotte's mayor, Fox says he met with members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, but this was the first time he's publicly supported same-sex marriage. His comments were made on the eve of hearings scheduled in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals of Virginia's same-sex marriage ban that we just talked about. Fox resigned as Charlotte's mayor last year to become transportation secretary in the Obama administration. WCHL News Time, 7:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. It's brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The 30-21 North Carolina baseball team, fresh off securing a much-needed win in the series finale on Sunday against Florida State, will be aiming to close out the regular season now strong with a four-game road swing starting tonight at 6 o'clock when the Tar Heels take on the 23-26 Gardner-Webb Running Bulldogs. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
The Tar Heels head down the road to Shelby with a focus on defense and pitching. That's where it all starts for this ball club, according to head coach Mike Fox. Coach Fox also says the team's now re-energized and fresh after leaving the stress of the exam break behind them.
The exam break did help us, I think. You know, it's a tough stretch up until exams, and our kids need to rest, and they have a lot on them, and now all that's kind of gone. And so not only bodies kind of rejuvenate a little bit, but they get that academic stress out of them.
Gardner Webb is no pushover opponent for Carolina. The running Bulldogs feature a pitcher, Matt Froudon, who was honored Monday as a Louisville Slugger Player of the Week by the Collegiate Baseball newspaper. Froudon fired a complete game one-hit shutout against one of the nation's most high-powered offensive teams last Thursday, blanking Colonial Athletic Association leader William & Mary in a 2-0 victory. Gardner Webb went on to sweep William & Mary and will surely be heading into the Carolina contest with plenty of confidence. The Tar Heels know the significance of each and every game at this point in the season. A slip-up could pop their NCAA tournament bubble, but despite the pressure, Coach Fox says the guys must stay calm and loose to perform at the highest level.
It's a cliche in baseball to just go out and kind of play like a little leaguer and have fun, and you know, we can't put too much pressure on ourselves. It is what it is, and if we let that weigh on us too much about what's at stake, then you generally don't play at the level you need to.
With the season winding down, it's also a time for reflection, especially for the three seniors, Tom Zingel, Andrew Smith, and Parks Jordan. The latter was named ACC Player of the Week thanks to his explosive 525 batting average over five games. Coach Fox says it's been his distinct privilege to watch the seniors grow and develop on and off the field.
You know, over the course of their 3 or 4 years in college, at age, you know, from 18 to 21, 22, you just watch them grow, mature, and really, really turn in from essentially boys and young men, you know, to grown men. And that's the fun part of it. That's the gratifying part. And
Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The Atlantic Coast Conference football coaches and athletic directors say they should play at least one major conference program every year. Commissioner John Swofford announced on Monday during the league's annual spring meetings that the coaches and ADs have recommended the conference schedule remain at 8 games. They also recommended that every school should play either Notre Dame or a team from one of the other major conferences, the Big Ten, Big 12, Southeastern, or Pac-12 conferences during the regular season. The school's faculty athletic representatives will vote this Thursday on the recommendation. If it's approved, it would take effect in 2017. The Southeastern Conference announced a similar scheduling policy last month that will take effect in the 2016 season. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The ACC voted for only 8 conference football games per season. So what? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. It makes no difference whether ACC football teams play 8 or 9 conference games for the following reasons. 1. The schools that have a chance to qualify for the new 4-team national championship playoff have to play tough schedules regardless, or they won't have a chance at that Final Four. Even undefeated teams playing 1 cupcake will likely knock them out because finally strength of schedule does matter in football. 2. Those schools that feel they can never make the 4-team playoff will continue to load up their non-conference schedule with sure wins so they can get the 6 victories needed to make one of the 250 bowl games. Oh, just kidding. There were really only 32 bowls. Or is it 35? 3. The ACC has also mandated that 1 non-conference game must be played against a team from the other 4 power conferences, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC. That will help the Florida States and Clemsons trying to get into the playoff and still leave 2 or 3 games for the have-nots to schedule other have-nots. 4. I say 2 or 3 because Notre Dame is in the ACC, sort of, in football. The Irish can't compete for the conference championship, but by agreement will play 5 of their games against ACC teams each year, 3 at home and 2 on the road 1 year, 3 on the road and 2 at home the next. 5. That helps the ACC power teams because they also have annual SEC opponents, FSU playing Florida, Clemson playing South Carolina, and Georgia Tech playing Georgia. If their 10th game is against Notre Dame, that helps their strength of schedule. Teams without a regular rival from the SEC can still decide on how tough the rest of their non-conference schedule can be, even if Notre Dame is on there. They still have 2 or 3 out-of-league games to play, so they can go for the gold or go for a bowl, whatever is realistic. And 6, none of this really matters because you never know how good the rest of the ACC will be from year to year. What looks like a tough schedule before the season may turn out to be a patsy slate by the end. That's what happens when you have a pretty weak league overall. So just schedule the games, tee it up, and
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
This month, we are celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise dad with a high-performance Yeti cooler or maybe a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses? Or outfit that hard-working graduate with a pair of Chaco sandals, allowing them to pound pavement, trails, and ways in comfort and style. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com. Fit for Life for Women comes to Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's only all-women's club offers all types of group fitness classes. Yoga, Pilates, Zumba, Nia, Step, Spin, and more are all included with your membership. We also offer bar burn, afterburn, group and one-on-one personal training, and state-of-the-art cardio and strength training equipment available to you 24/7. For today only, join for $1. You heard it right. Bring in $1 and get started. Call Fit for Life now to reserve your spot. 903-9073. That's 903-9073.
Coming up just a few minutes, Walt Mack has today's commentary. He talks about our expanding deer population. And coming up in the next half hour or so here, we'll have the clean joke of the day, the word of the day, and another WCHL hometown hero mom. This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a Deepak VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Aqua Squad. It's half off, $100 worth of pool and spa chemicals available until midnight for $50. Owning a pool or hot tub is an investment that should be cared for properly, and Aqua Squad believes in providing their customers with excellent customer service, professional workmanship, and quality products. Say goodbye to the cold and hello to fun in the sun. It's half off from Aqua Squad. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is 729 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And boy, is it going to be hot. Can't you feel the heat coming off the street? You will be able to later on in the day. This weather forecast brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 68 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. Also 68 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly sunny, high today in the low 90s, about 93 degrees. That's where we're going to go today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And tomorrow, we'll look at it mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. We'll get some changes in our weather after tomorrow. Tomorrow night, it'll start to get cloudy. Overnight low in the middle 60s. Chance of precipitation only about 20%. But that leads the way into Thursday, which is very likely to be a rainy day. 60% chance of showers even in the morning. Then a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon on Thursday. Our high, though, about 80 degrees, which is a little bit of a relief. On Thursday night, an even bigger chance of rain, 80% chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms, and the overnight low in the low 60s. By the time Friday gets here, our temperatures will be down in the middle 70s, which certainly sounds good, but we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain. So all in all, looks like a rainy week and definitely cooler later on in the week. Today is definitely going to be our warmest day all week long. Sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. He continues to insist.
I'm not a racist, and I've never been a racist. I'll never be a racist.
LA Clippers exiled owner Donald Sterling sparred with CNN's Anderson Cooper, who had mentioned Elgin Baylor, the team's former general manager.
Well, Elgin Baylor made a claim that you had a plantation mentality, and well, then now in this thing, you're saying you feed these guys.
I think you have more of a plantation mentality than I do.
Sterling again targeted some of his comments at Magic Johnson.
I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything.
Correspondent Ben Tracy.
Sterling's comments on Magic Johnson prompted the NBA to release a statement late last night. Commissioner Adam Silver said that he felt compelled to apologize to Magic, that he continues to be dragged into this situation and be degraded. Johnson, meanwhile, tweeted that he'd rather be focusing on the NBA playoffs than on the Sterling interview.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM WCHL.
69 degrees, 732 at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to approve the first steps of the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan, which paves the way for a new kind of zoning and approval process. This has been quite a contentious process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on what happened last night.
The Chapel Hill Town Council took a series of votes last night to adopt a new type of zoning known as form-based code and apply it to a large swath of land surrounding the Ephesus Church Road Fordham Boulevard intersection. Councilmember George Cianciolo sided with the majority in supporting the plan.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill. And that's what I was elected to do, use my best judgment.
The council voted 8-1 to adopt the new form-based code into the town land use plan and 6-9 to apply it to the majority of the Ephesus Fordham focus area. Ed Harrison, Matt Jakowski, and Jim Ward voted against the rezonings. The plan calls for the town to reconfigure the intersections of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. Supporters say it will encourage new business growth in the area while also addressing long-standing flooding problems and traffic jams. However, opponents have raised doubts about the efficacy of the stormwater management plan and questioned the timing and cost of the redevelopment proposal. Councilmember Tchaikovsky sided with the critics of the plan.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals, including stormwater, including traffic mitigation, including increasing commercial tax revenue to the town.
Councilmember Ward opposed the plan because he said switching to form-based code means the council will lose the chance to negotiate with developers for affordable housing and energy-efficient design.
It sounds like the rest of the council is ready to give away the store in terms of the one thing that we have, and that's the ability to grant greater density as an incentive. It baffles me.
Using form-based code, the council sets parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Instead, projects will be reviewed by the town manager and the Community Design Commission. Council members expressed interest in reviewing the first projects that come forward under the new guidelines, but they will not be able to ask developers for concessions. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green proposed holding off on rezoning 4 parcels of land along Elliott Road from Franklin Street to Fordham Boulevard, while staffers investigate the possibility of offering density bonuses for developers who build affordable housing.
What I'm talking about is a proposal that would change properties 1, 2, 3, and 4 from WX5 to WX2, as in 2 stories permitted by right, with a density bonus of 5 stories in exchange for 10% affordable housing.
The council backed a proposal, leaving the land as is for now. In addition, the council voted unanimously to rezone 8.5 acres on Legion Road so that nonprofit developer DHIC can apply for low-income tax credits to subsidize a proposed affordable housing rental project on the site. The town is partnering with the HIC on the project, but some backers worried the rezoning might not happen before Friday's deadline to apply for tax credits. While the zoning for the Ephesus Fordham plan is now in place, the town is still in the process of figuring out how to pay for the $10 million worth of infrastructure improvements. To that end, the town is asking Orange County to help pay down the town's debt by contributing a portion of the increased tax revenues the redevelopment is expected to generate. County commissioners will consider that plan on Thursday night. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the Orange County commissioners will discuss the future of solid waste and recycling when that board meets tonight. Commissioners will get their first look at a draft interlocal agreement with the towns to partner on solid waste disposal services. The board is hoping to have a new agreement signed by July 1st, but questions remain regarding who decides future fee increases and how facilities might be shared. The board will also review funding options for the rural curbside recycling program after backing off a plan to create a new solid waste disposal tax district to fund the existing service. In addition, commissioners will hear an update in the process of siting a Southern Branch library in downtown Carrboro. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. Governor Pat McCrory says the unemployed should be required to show photo identification in person to receive North Carolina jobless benefits. The governor said Monday he wants a General Assembly this year to pass a law requiring an applicant to present photo ID as part of the benefit process. The Division of Employment Security already has been asking for the ID in recent months as a way to curb fraud. McCrory says he wants a state law to back up that requirement. Division Chief Dale Folwell says most young people already are required to show a photo ID to their employer when they start a job. McCrory and Folwell also want the legislature to tweak the work search requirements for the unemployed. The General Assembly reconvenes tomorrow. A North Carolina voter rights advocacy group is warning against using state's voter lists to establish whether fraud is happening. Democracy North Carolina announced the names of four state lawmakers on Monday whose first name, last name, and date of birth match active registered voters in other states. Executive Director Bob Hall said such duplication is common and is not by itself evidence that voter fraud is occurring. Hall released the names of the legislators to argue that a state Board of Elections report earlier this year that said 35,750 North Carolina voters had similar matches does not demonstrate rampant voter fraud. The four state legislators who matched voters in other states are Representative Dwayne Hall, Democrat from Durham, Representative Rodney Moore, Democrat from Mecklenburg, Representative Charles Jeter, a Republican out of Mecklenburg County, and Senator Ronald Rabin, a Republican out of Harnett County. And public school teachers want quick action from a North Carolina judge to block a law that eliminates more than 40 years of job protections in favor of employment contracts. Lawyers for state lawmakers and the objecting teachers argued to a judge on Monday that he has enough information to decide without a trial. Superior Court Judge Robert Hobgood says he may issue a ruling this Friday. The law taking effect this summer starts a five-year process moving all teachers into employment contracts that make them easier to fire. Supporters say teachers will improve classroom performance without the job protections tied to tenure. The North Carolina Association of Educators and six teachers sued to block the law they says takes away requirements. It takes away requirements that school administrators follow a defined process when firing a teacher. It's easy for me to say. 7:39 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz, and Rand Northam joins me now in the newsroom. How's it going this morning, big guy?
Going very well. Back from New York City.
New York City?
Get a rope.
Do you have any of that salsa when you were up there?
I did not. No. What is it? Pace? Pace?
I guess it is.
Is that the commercial for Pace? I can't remember.
I guess it is.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, you took in some musicals and you did some interviews up there with some of the major networks and
right, sure.
I just was wondering what news might come out of that, but today the national news is being dominated by more stupid remarks from Donald Sterling.
Oh,
so
man.
I guess everybody's just going to forget what you said.
I mean, he just proved exactly who he is, and I just cannot. I cannot believe the comments he made.
Yeah, I mean,
he just does not care at all.
Either that or he's just thick. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, that could be certainly part of it.
Already, most people think you're horrible, but just go ahead and open your mouth and talk some more and remove all doubt. That's exactly what he did.
There's those out there, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Well,
you know what was really cool? We went and saw, we walked the town. I told you almost 19,000 steps just in one day.
Yeah.
As I've got a pedometer on my phone. But one thing that we saw was One World Trade Center.
Uh-huh.
The new building that is built next to where the Twin Towers were.
Yeah.
Of course, the Twin Towers now the footprint of those buildings are two reflecting pools. I mean, they did an amazing job of, we didn't actually go over and see it, but I've seen pictures. They did an amazing job of making that a memorial rather than building over top of them. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But One World Trade Center is the new tower that they've built and just completed as far as putting the tower on top of the tower or the building. And it's still not occupied at this point, but just a really neat building, and it's cool to be there because you see pictures and there's different angles and everything, but to see, you know, its actual size and how amazingly big it is, and and then, you know, comparing it to the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building and all that. And we actually flew out. We flew out of LaGuardia and then flew north of the city. And you can see Midtown is all built up, and then downtown, the financial district, is really built up. But we flew right over it, so you could see the whole thing. I took a couple pictures, and really, really cool. Just, you know, I mean, the city is just remarkable. It's amazing.
You can't really appreciate the magnitude, the size of the buildings and all that kind of thing until you're actually there.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, everybody knows Eric Montross is 7 feet tall.
Right, exactly.
But you can't really fully appreciate that until you stand next to the guy.
Until he's towering over you, yeah.
I mean, when you're standing next to Eric, he looks like he's 8 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true.
You have to crane your neck in order to look up and, you know, make eye contact.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's sort of like that. So.
Well, and I will say one other thing is that the subway system, you know, I mean, we talk about our transit system here.
Yeah.
But the subway system there is unbelievable because you've got just hundreds of thousands of people traveling a day on that. There was a stat posted. It said 141 people were hit by a subway train in 2012.
Ooh.
55 died.
Wow.
That's remarkably small considering how many people travel on the train, on the subway each day. You know, it's pretty amazing that that's the case. So, wow. You know, but we traveled it quite a bit. But the city is just, you know, I could go on forever. It was really neat.
It's
a lot of fun.
It's a rush kind of world.
And, it is. Yeah,
you know,
that's
true. Certainly, a quick visit is a lot of fun for me. I don't think I'd really want to live there in the heart of New York City.
That's my wife says the same thing. I think I could probably do it, but Randy is in very much agreement with
you. Yeah, you might be able to do it for a little while. You know,
what?
Maybe.
That's true.
You know, being a small town guy, you know.
Yeah, we'll see how long I last.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're back. Aaron did a good job filling in.
I had no doubt.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what's happening at chapelboro.com today.
Well, Peter Deruda has a new article up for us, and he talks about wants versus needs. And boy, that's a thing of our society now is wants versus needs, because there's a lot of wants out there, and a lot of those are answered, but what do we really need?
Mm-hmm.
You want to check that out in our lifestyle section of our website, chapelboro.com. We've also got a new photo gallery up by Susan Murray. It's the Community Bocce Tournament, and this is a pretty popular event every
pretty
year.
Pretty big deal, isn't it?
Considering it's bocce, people wouldn't think, you know, bocce would be that popular, but it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And Susan has some great photos from that. Of course, you can catch up on all of our news and sports stories on our website, chapelboro.com. We've got a community calendar as well, letting you know of all the things going on in and around Chapelboro, and lots, lots more. That's at chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
744 at WCHL. Walt Mack has today's commentary, and it's about the expanding deer population. That is next.
This is Charlie Ferris from Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road, and I'm happy to announce that we're bringing the best sub sandwich on the planet to Chapel Hill North. Our customers asked and we listened. You can now enjoy the same high-quality subs and exceptional customer service you love at 1802 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill North. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather in our large outside seating area, order online at jerseymikes.com, or call us at 919-903-8946.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly.
so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the Triangle for your office equipment needs. Let me tell you a little bit about CEI. We've been locally owned and operated since 1957. We're now the largest locally owned office solutions vendor in the area. We don't use third parties or 1-800 numbers. Our inventory is local. Our staff is quick and factory trained. And hey, I've been with them for 10 years. What more do you need? If you're looking for equipment, if you're looking for solutions, visit us online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
746 at WCHL, 69 degrees.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. The problem of an excessive deer population here in Chapel Hill and Orange County is fast approaching a crisis, and something must be done about it soon. Virtually every motorist in Chapel Hill has had a close encounter or even an accident involving a deer, and the situation can only grow worse. One of the big reasons for the deer invasion is the rapid building expansion that is encroaching upon deer habitats. Deer are being forced to move closer into urban areas to forage for food. 5% of all reported driving accidents are caused by deer, but this figure is grossly understated. Many deer accidents involving automobiles are not reported. Worse, about 10% of these accidents result in injuries to the driver or passengers. Many Chapel Hill residents are reporting herds of deer, as many as 15 to 20 in their yards, grazing on expensive plants and shrubbery at a cost of thousands of dollars. The solution requires public involvement and programs dealing with deer management and control. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There are two kinds of people in this world. Some like them old, some like them new. If you like them old, this one's for you. If you like them new, feel free to direct your attention elsewhere. This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and if you like them old, we are having our Spring Estate Jewelry Sale Saturday, May 17th. We will be bringing in over $2 million worth of fabulous antique and period jewelry. Whether you prefer the delicate feminine lines of the Victorian or the crisp, bold lines of Art Deco, there will be something here to fall in love with. Because you may see a piece that resonates so strongly you will think, surely I wore this in a past lifetime. Our resident psychic will be here to advise you. Saturday, May 17th from 10 to 5. Grimble Jewelers, since 1985, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fine estate jewelry. Offered by perfectionist on-site jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin Elliott, grimblejewelers.com.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Time again for traffic and weather together. WCHL will take a look at the roadways first. Our traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenient Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. Just as expected, things are starting to slow down a little bit. 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40 seeing some slight slowdowns. Also, NC-54 heading westbound right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road seeing some delays. Also on 15501 southbound seeing some delays between NC-54 and Manning Drive. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. No accidents, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Cruisers not only serves fresh brewed coffee fast, but it's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it is 69 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. Boy, unseasonably and unreasonably warm. Should it be that hot in May? Yeah, I don't know. High today about 93. Tomorrow, we're looking at, or tonight, rather, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A chance of a thunderstorm in the evening. A low tomorrow night in the middle 60s. Just a slight chance of rain, but a bigger chance of rain on Thursday. 60% chance with a high only about 80. I like that much better. On Thursday night, an 80% chance of rain with a low in the low 60s. And turning a lot cooler by Friday, we'll be in the middle 70s with a 50-50 chance of showers. And as I said, today is going to be the warmest day of the week by far, 93 degrees. So get ready. If you're going to be outside today, use your sunscreen, take along a hat, umbrella or something. Because it's going to be hot. It's going to be like summertime out there. 7:51 at WCHL. In time now for the word of the day on WCHL. Wayne Pond not with us this morning, but God, it sounded kind of ominous the way I said that, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Just like I said, Wayne Pond is no longer with us. It's not what I meant.
No,
Wayne Pond is off today, and Rand Northam filling in with the word of the day. I can't wait to find out what it is.
Well, I'll try to do my best with a. Let's just say it's a dandy today.
Not a dandy. Okay.
I can't live up to the dandies of Wayne Pond.
That's hard to do.
That it is. Today's word is visceral.
Visceral.
Visceral. V-I-S-C-E-R-A-L. V-I-S-C-E-R-A-L. Meaning instinctual or proceeding from instinct rather than from reasoned thinking or intellect.
Mm-hmm.
Visceral.
Something that's kind of ingrained in you that, you know, like you see, you know, whatever dogs and cats do. I mean, you know, it's kind of visceral. They do it because it's kind of what dogs and cats do. Does that make sense?
They do it because they do it.
I know.
They do
I'm
it because that's what they do.
I'm not sure that you were talking about dogs and cats when you came up with that word.
It makes sense, though. It's very good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm just trying to prove to you that I know what you're talking about. In other words, there would be a couple of syllables with a French pronunciation if Wayne were doing the word, and it would be something that I never heard before and never will hear again.
Exactly. Visceral, however, you might use on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you hear that word, you see it in print,
sure.
You know. It's pretty common.
That's
so.
Right. Well, if you didn't know it, now you do.
Well, the word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, and we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you can do all that. It is 7:53 at WCHL. Lauren Stafford also not here. I think she's chasing Wayne Pond, wherever he is. But
boy, I'd like to see that chase.
Yeah. Wayne doesn't set a very fast pace. Let's put it that way. What kind of a clean joke do you have for us?
Well, not often do we have a date of this joke's inception, if you will.
Oh, yeah?
But this one comes from the year 2000.
Oh, all right.
Back in December, the day after Christmas, after all.
Oh, really?
In the year 2000, yes. Hmm. A man was walking in the street when he heard a voice. Stop. Stand still. If you take one more step, a brick will fall down on your head and kill you.
Whoa.
The man stopped and a brick fell right in front of him, and the man was astonished. He went on, and after a while, he was going to cross the road. Once again, the voice shouted, stop, stand still. If you take one more step, a car will run over you and you will die. The man did, and he did as he was instructed, just as a car came careening around the corner, barely missing him. Where are you? The man asked. Who are you? I am your guardian angel, the voice answered. Oh yeah, the man asked. And where the hell were you when I got married?
Oh,
joke for you there.
Randy's not listening this morning, is she?
No, I think she's already at work. We're good to go.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, we celebrate our one-year anniversary in just a couple weeks. So.
Really? It's been that long?
Yes, it has.
My goodness. Well, where was your guardian angel a year ago?
Right next to me. Telling me to go.
My goodness. 7:55 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Andrea Eisen is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom, and her husband, Daniel Pomp, is with us. And Daniel, why is Andrea so special?
Well, not only is Andrea a great mom to her own two children, but she's very active with the Burmese and Karen refugee community in Chapel Hill.
Tell me about her own children and her role as a mom with them.
We have a son, Amos, who's 17, a junior at East High School. And a daughter, Talia, who's 14, who's just finishing 8th grade at Phillips.
So she's got enough challenges right there with her own kids, both
Absolutely.
Being teenagers. How did she get involved in this program, and how did she become a mom to these children?
So we moved here from Lincoln, Nebraska 10 years ago, and in Lincoln there was a big Sudanese refugee community, and Andrea's a social worker, so her specialty back in Nebraska was working with the Sudanese refugees. And after we moved to Chapel Hill, and she found out that there's a refugee community here in our community from Burma, the Karen people. She started working with them as well. And what she does is she matches up Burmese families that live in Chapel Hill with local families who are kind of their adopted families and can help them work through some of the difficulties of just dealing with our society. She often rounds up a lot of the kids in these Burmese families and takes them out on the lake or takes them to movies or takes them to the bouncing house and gives them, you know, chances to have a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun, and she does these activities just out of the goodness of her heart, I suppose. It sounds like she loves being involved.
Absolutely, that's correct.
Well, now, she's a great mom, and I'm sure she's a great wife as well. Now's your opportunity to tell everybody what a great companion she is.
Absolutely. Not only is Andy a great mom, but she's a great wife, and I was very happy to celebrate Mother's Day and to tell her not only how great of a mother she was, but how great of a wife she is as well. We've been married for about 18 years.
Well, Daniel, congratulations, and I'm sure that Andrea is going to be very happy that she is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season in downtown Carrboro. Grow organic this spring with 100% organic seeds, plant starts, soil, and fertilizer from Fifth Season. Many of our plant starts are grown in our store. Your tomatoes will taste better than those shipped in from a commercial farm. Check out our nursery, too, stocked with uncommon plants, including fruit and citrus trees, cold hardy tropicals, and carnivorous varieties.
Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season. Garden Company.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from AquaSquad. It's half off, $100 worth of pool and spa chemicals available until midnight for $50. Owning a pool or hot tub is an investment that should be cared for properly, and AquaSquad believes in providing their customers with excellent customer service, professional workmanship, and quality products. Say goodbye to the cold and hello to fun in the sun. It's half off from AquaSquad. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
69 degrees this morning, warm enough for you. Look for a high this afternoon of about 93.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
An apology and an attack.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done? He's got AIDS.
U.S. help in schoolgirl hunt.
Flying surveillance missions over Nigeria.
Discovery at the bottom of the sea.
It could be one.